dictating is Dr. Shelley Epstein, E-P-S-T-E-I-N. This is an independent medical evaluation on Ergun, E-R-G-U-N, Bozdoggin, B-O-Z-D-O-G-A-N. Date is December 13th, 2022. Claimant, Ergun Bozdoggin. Claim number FTR3278, GenX, GENEX number NI1Q8S, date of injury 9/24/21, date of exam 12/13/22, WCB number G2985600. Ergun Bozdoggin was seen for an independent medical evaluation on December 13, 2022. He was interviewed with a virtual interpreter, ACEL, A-Y-S-E-L, ACBAS, A-K-B-A-S, with LNG, a consulting company. Ergun Bozdoggin is a 60-year-old divorced male, resides alone. He states he was accompanied by his ex-wife, who drove him to the appointment and is waiting downstairs. He states he's divorced and resides alone. According to his date of birth of 10/9/1963, he is years old. Mr. Bozdoggin had been employed for Good Samaritan Hospital as a garbage collector. He suffered an injury on September 24th of 2021. He states he was that a piece of metal fell on his head, leading to a loss of consciousness. He was struck in the parietal occipital region and has no recollection of the accident. He apparently was hospitalized for 3 days and diagnosed with a concussion. He was unable to return home as he was unable to care for himself upon hospital discharge and apparently stayed with his ex-wife for 5 weeks. During that time, he received physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy. He apparently continues to suffer with a cognitive deficits and is followed by neurologist Dr. Adamo, A-D-A-M-O. it's reported that he underwent a second opinion with Dr. Shanker, Shanker, on 11/10. He's unable to drive due to his cognitive problems. He also is experiencing word finding difficulties and simplistic statements. According to family, this is not his baseline. He's also been experiencing insomnia, visual hallucinations at bedtime, feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, anhedonia, and shadows on the walls, as well as a preoccupation with death. He's also sleeps up to 16 hours a day, has lost some weight, and has a decreased ability to tolerate light. He needs to write things down in order to remember them. He was referred to see Amanda McCallop, MACKILLOP, psychiatric nurse practitioner, who's currently prescribing fluoxetine 20 milligrams in the morning and at night, bupropion 150 milligrams in the morning, Rexulti 1.5 milligrams daily, and Adderall 20 milligrams twice a day. As well as Aricept 5 milligrams. Daily. His improvement on this regimen seems limited as he continues to struggle with memory problems. He's also prescribed Lyrica, according to his record review. Mr. Bazdagon denied any past psychiatric history or suicide attempts. He admitted at one point when he felt quite low, he was thinking of taking a pill overdose, but he did not act on it. He cannot clarify how long ago this was, but it was definitely at least some months ago. He's never been psychiatrically hospitalized. He's unable to provide a medication history, but chart review reveals history of COPD, lumbar injury from a ladder injury, enlarged prostate, C2 to 5 disc herniation in January of 2021, and that he's allergic to penicillin. He denies alcohol use, denies drug use, denies any family psychiatric history of psychiatric or substance abuse problems. The chart reveals that he's divorced from his second wife, and his first wife passed away in 1999. He did not report being married before upon direct questioning. He does have two stepchildren. He was born and raised in Turkey. He describes being a high school graduate with some college classes. He did live in Germany as well. He denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph on mental status exam. He has limited eye contact. He's frequently tearful. Mood is depressed. Increased sleep, decreased appetite, feelings of hopelessness, feelings of anhedonia, feelings of helplessness, preoccupied with death, shivers at times, states family has removed knives from his house just as a precaution. He sees shadows on the walls, decreased concentration, decreased memory, negative nightmares, nausea at times, learn oriented to person and place, unable to name date or year without looking, insight poor, judgment poor, impulse control, fair, thinks we're in West Babylon, but we are in Smithtown, denies any recall of the accident. Add to his medications a donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L, 10 milligrams at bedtime. My impression is that Mr. Bazdagan meets criteria for a major depressive disorder, single episode, severe without psychotic symptoms, panic disorder, and post concussion syndrome. And a panic disorder and post traumatic stress disorder. New paragraph. Patient is currently 100% disabled. He is unable to work at this time. Maximum medical improvement has not been reached. Maximum medical improvement anticipated possibly in 8 more months. A treatment in my specialty of psychiatry is indicated. I recommend continued meetings with a psychiatrist or psychiatric nurse practitioner. He's currently seeing Amanda McCallop, M-A-C-K-I-L-L-O-P. Uh, I agree with the diagnoses that I've outlined above. A previous psychiatric conditions were not elicited. The only injury affecting his psychiatric health that was listed was the date of injury was the injury in question on 9/24/21. It's difficult to determine exactly when he will reach maximum medical improvement. I would suggest it'll take at least 8 to 12 more months. He would benefit from a continued treatment. Ideally, every 2 weeks, he may need further medication adjustments. At this point, I would recommend continuing fluoxetine, bupropion, donazepil, and Rexulti, and Adderall as currently ordered. Thank you.